Hello.
Hi, this is Rob from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you think yourself as a male, female, or something
male.
Else? And
male.
What is the year of your birth?
Did you read that?
I'm sorry. What is the year of your birth?
Oh, 2002.
2002, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school, currently in college.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you just have some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10?
A 6.
A 6, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please indicate that. Senator Bob Casey Jr., from 0 to 10, how would you grade him?
I've never heard of him.
Joe Biden?
5.
The Republican Party?
3.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
3.
Donald Trump?
2.
The Democratic Party?
6.
And Kamala Harris?
5.
I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party, or would vote for political office but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Joe Biden.
I know this is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections, how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are more important to my everyday life. Or statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
Somewhat more or much more, statement A?
Somewhat more.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
This, the last one then. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
And your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in November 2022 election, would you say the voting is getting hotter or easier for you, or it has been about the same?
Easier.
Much easier or somewhat easier?
Much easier.
Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why I miss a left two answers. I don't like any of the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates or racist politicians have made it hard for me or people like me to vote, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that threat is near certainty to happen, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that that threat will certainly not happen. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote, from 0 to 10, how certain you will this to be happen?
3.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives, from 0 to 10?
2.
2. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, from 0 to 10?
3.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
7.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
7.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
3.
Thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
1.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things that they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
8.
Thank you. And increasing political violence in response to American elections.
5.
Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Small problem.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with this statement?
9.
We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
9.
Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
Okay.
Every American wants to have say in the people and policies that determine the future to be our families, community, or country.
10.
Thank you. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Talking to friends and families about politics. Voting in federal elections such as presidents or U.S. Congress. Marching in a protest. Engaging in any direction action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. Volunteering for a local organization in my community. Calling, writing, or emailing local politicians. Signing petitions. Voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor. Boycotting a company, donating to political campaigns or organizations, or none of the above. Hello?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Voting in federal elections as well as state elections.
Voting in federal elections. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate that amount of power you feel. Your vote has to go from 0 to 10, where 10 means your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you have some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, how much power your vote has?
5.
One last time, in the November 2024 elections for president, we hold today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party, would work for political office, not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental physical health?
Donald Trump's criminal charges.
Thank you. In the November 2024 elections where president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not as well.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
With a family member.
Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Could you repeat that?
I'm sorry. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
No, in the United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
In the United States.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Which of the best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployment, retiring, permanently disabled, housemaker, stay-at-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you so much. And the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, 55,000 to 6,499, 65,000 to 7,499, 75,000 to 8,499, 85,000 to 100,000 to 124,999, 125,000 to 149,999, 150,000 to 174,999, or over 400,000?
45,000 to 54,000.
Thank you. So, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good night.
Have a great evening. You too as well. Bye-bye.